X1075. It's the Crystal Method name of the game. That came out probably in 2001. And joining me on the in the studio right now, we've got Scott from the Crystal Method. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. So great to be here.
Now, this is actually a trip home for you because this, you're from Las Vegas.
Yep, I grew up here. The first 20 years of my life, 21 years of my life. It's funny, as soon as I turn 21, I leave Las Vegas. But it's great being back. I come back all the time. Of course, I still have family here. My mom and little brother, Jimmy, and stepfather, and just lots of friends. And I've been coming back for as long as I've been gone. I come back at least two or three times a year.
It's a great place to visit. Obviously, it's a great place to live. I love living here. I've only been here for a little less than 3 years, but I love it out here.
Before when I lived here, it was basically two towns, three mm-hmm. towns. You had Henderson, you had Las Vegas, and you had North Las Vegas, and you had some suburbs that were sort of Summerlin, and maybe, I don't even know if Summerlin was here, but Green Valley. But now it's so expansive that you can be, out by basically Mount Charleston, right?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
If you look out the window right there,
from here, right?
I live right there.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
Convenient. And you have
convenient.
Everything around you. The weather's, it gets hot, but the nights, if you're a night owl, summer nights in Las Vegas are spectacular.
Absolutely. I grew up in Florida, so I'm used to the hot climate. It's a different hot, obviously.
Yes.
It's humid in Florida and it's not humid here, but either way, man, I'm loving it here.
Sweet.
And you are coming home because, you've got a show tomorrow night. You're playing at the Hard Rock.
I am. Celebrating the release of my new album, The Trip Home. I'll be out at the JBL stage at the Hard Rock, so looking forward to it. Early night, too, so get going on, around 10. And just enthusiastic about the album, about promoting it, and coming back and doing a show for my hometown.
Let's be honest. You say it's an early night, but it's an early night for the EDM crowd because they're used to going on.
Sometimes I got to say that I do play those shows that are late.
Yeah.
So if I sometimes I'll do a show early, go on 10 or 11, and then I'll talk to somebody afterward. I came at 11:30 and you were already on, because
right.
People think it's more of a midnight to two. But
yeah.
Relative to what I normally do, it is slightly early. But I think it's going to be a beautiful night.
Now this is an album release party for The Trip Home. Which comes out tomorrow, which
yes.
is congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
I tell you what, I want to play a song. I want to play a song off the new album, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about all that went into making the album. And
yes.
And we'll take it from there. How about that?
Absolutely.
All right, I want to play you There's a Difference. This is off the new album. Can you quickly just give me a little summary about the song?
This song, a version of this song appeared on the last Crystal Method studio album, which was a self-titled album that came out a few years back and initially named Difference. Fast forward to summer before last, last summer, preparing for a tour where I was going out with Tool. We cracked open a bunch of sessions, my friend Glenn and I, and this song was reborn. I think this is one of the most impressive vocal performances I've ever been a part of. There's a lot of humanity in Frankie Perez's delivery, and his his lyrics are part of his life and where he was at the moment when he performed this for us. And I'm just so proud to be able to bring it forward and sort of expand on it.
All right, back with Scott from the Crystal Method after this. This is the Crystal Method. There's a Difference on X1075. X1075 is KXTE HD1 Pahrump, Las Vegas. That is the Crystal Method. There's a Difference. Being joined in the studio right now from Scott from the Crystal Method. Homecoming show tomorrow night. It's called The Trip Home. That is the name of the album. It is the Trip Home Tour. You're playing the JBL Soundstage at the Hard Rock, and doors are at 8. You go on at 10 o'clock, and people can still get tickets for this. It's an 18 and up show. They can buy their tickets today through Ticketmaster.com or get their tickets tomorrow at the Hard Rock. But this is the new album. How does it feel to be putting out another album?
It's a great feeling. When my partner Ken retired 2 years ago, I Very happily, by the way. Sometimes still people come up to me, where's Ken? He's fine. I feel like showing up a picture of him with, next to a coconut tree or something with his wife.
He moved down to like South America and he's
Costa Rica.
He's growing mangoes and riding donkeys.
Milking goats was the, I think that's what it was. Milking goats and growing mangoes. Yeah. So,
happily retired.
And, I get the benefit of all the years I had, with Ken, and then now I benefit from, the fact that our relationship is still strong. He has, great support for me, and I'm moving forward, and continuing, to expand on, the Crystal Method as a band and someone and myself personally. I just have been having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. Ken's probably like, look, if I never see another strobe light for as long as I live, it'll be too soon.
It's sometimes going to be grueling on the road and going in the studio and staring at, blank screens and open DAWs where you're got to create something. And,
right.
Something that, every once in a while you find, that you just don't want to do anymore, but I'm happily, moving forward with great enthusiasm so happy to be back in my hometown.
Yeah, absolutely. So you were just talking a little bit about the song. There's a difference. It's a rehash of an older song, but Frankie sang on this one. And tell me a little about how you worked with Frankie. He was actually in a band called Apocalyptica.
He tours with first of all, Frankie Perez is one of the kindest, most beautiful people I know. He's pure to his core. Someone that brings a smile to my face every time I see him. We have a very long distance relationship because we aren't in the same city. Even when we are in the same city, one of us is usually out on the road doing something. But every opportunity I have to talk to him, to see him, I look forward to it, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow night where he'll come down and join me and the rest of the gang for celebrating the new release.
We were talking a little bit off the air a few minutes ago about Tom Morello, because Tom Morello was involved in the Tweekend album.
Mm-hmm.
And you said he actually produced the song Name of the Game that we played a few
minutes ago. Yeah, he co-produced three tracks with us. He was in it. And the amazing thing about Tom is that he never brings any of his baggage to a session. Not only was he dealing with the traffic and different things like that you deal with moving around Los Angeles, but at the time we were working with him, Rage Against the Machine was sort of
falling apart.
Yeah.
Sure.
But none of that, ever seeped into our sessions. He's like such a pro, such a kind person as well. Mm-hmm. I just ran into him, funny enough, at a preseason Rams game.
Yeah.
Nobody stays to the end of a preseason game. And this one actually had some drama to it. Houston, the Rams at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
Last second field goal for the visiting team to take the lead. The field goal goes left. The hometown wins the preseason game. That means nothing. And there I am standing at the top of the tunnel, and all of a sudden Tom and his wife and two kids come walking around. They got the Rams gear on, and I'm like, Tom, I was just thinking about you. Hey, good, great. Great to see him. I'm looking forward to talking to him some more later this year, because I have another album. I'm moving forward with the Trip series, if you will. The Trip Home comes out tomorrow, and then The Trip Out will be coming out next year.
Okay.
So that's sort of there was a lot of material we started to put together for this album, and at some point we just decided to split them off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping to get to work with Tom again in the near future.
Yeah, I know he's got an album coming out. I know he likes a lot of EDM music, so maybe he can come back and do it again, man.
Without a doubt. I've worked with a lot of guitarists, but he is innovative, always creative, always thinking about, trying something new, expanding on his own sound. And, as someone who does that, or at least tries to do that on a daily basis, I appreciate him.
Sure.
For it.
Well, I can tell you where he is right now. He's either at the Rams game right now, or he's at home watching the Rams game.
I think he's on tour. I think he's actually out promoting. funny enough, I follow him on Instagram. And,
sure.
And about 2 or 3 months ago, 4 months ago, I was... Maybe it was a little longer, my time flies, but there was a track on the album that I was really hearing this girl vocal for, mm-hmm. found the Last Internationale, a band that he had played with.
Oh yeah,
via his Instagram, checked them out. They just happen, Delilah and Edgy, you happen to be in town, taking a few weeks off from a tour, preparing for a European tour. Delilah came up to the studio, just a joy, so much beauty and just
great
soul.
Voice.
And just the thing is all. I mean, there's so many great singers out there, but I mean, hitting the notes is one thing, but making you feel something when those notes are hit that's a completely different thing. And I just appreciate, everyone on this album, including Frankie and Teflon Sega, and Delilah, and just participating, coming in, bringing in so much humanity, and just being really great people to collaborate with and to hang out with.
We're in the studio with Scott from the Crystal Method. He's performing tomorrow night at the Hard Rock at the JBL Soundstage right by the pool. Doors will be at 8 o'clock. Tickets are just $25. It's an 18 and up show, and Scott will go on right around 10 o'clock tomorrow night. But just to recap real quick, the album comes out tomorrow. It is called The Trip Home. There's a tour. This is our date on it. And then another album to follow a little bit later on, maybe in 2019. So it's going to be called The Trip Out. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
And you're hoping, not complete yet, because you're hoping to work on...
Well, no, it's going to be complete. Oh, okay. I figured now, before, Ken and I used to be like, yeah, we'll go back in the studio and we'll get an album together at some point, and we would take our time, or at least not put down things on the calendar. This is on the calendar. This is going to happen.
Okay.
There's
a plan.
There is a plan. The Crystal Method has a plan, and it is being executed as we speak. The Trip Out is the first part of that plan, and that drops tomorrow.
All right. Well, we
Trip Home. Sorry.
Did I screw
that up?
You screwed up. It's all right.
Told you
the
plan.
Trip Home is tomorrow,
yes.
And then the Trip Out sometime in 2019.
Yeah, you just edit that post, right?
It is happening. Sure. Yeah, right in post.
Yes,
we're not live right now.
Yes, the Trip Home. And please come out. 18 and over is awesome for Vegas. So, the thing is, it's so funny about being a band that's, been around as long as we have, is you get those, hey, this is my daughter, or this is my son, and this is, or hey, this is my mom or dad, they got me into this. So I'm hoping to meet a few of those great people tomorrow night and just hang out and just celebrate the opportunity to come home and release a new album.
Yeah, how many people from your old hood are going to come out and be like, hey, man, remember when we used to, like...
I hope they all come out. I think what's funny thing is that 30 years ago, I graduated from Las Vegas High.
Okay.
And so I'm not a Facebook or social media person. I mean, I know it exists, and I know that there's, things that are going on there that, tell a lot of things about a lot of people, but I don't follow up. I don't see, I'm probably not one that they're going to be able to, well, they could get a hold of me if they wanted to, because I'm not that hard to find. But I just happened to look it up because I was curious. I think it is this weekend. And it is,
your 30 year reunion?
Yes, I think so. But
wow.
I was supposed to sign up or something like that. And I've, if anybody wants to celebrate
I say you do the show and then just crash the reunion.
I think we should do this together.
let's invite everybody from Las Vegas High School class of
88.
Come on out to
the Wildcats.
See the Crystal Method tomorrow.
I don't know if they're still the Wildcats. Are they still the Wildcats?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Scott, thanks so much for coming by. We really look forward to the show, and congratulations on the album. Thanks for always representing Las Vegas.
Absolutely. Stay strong.
All right. We're going to throw this one back. This one we're going to throw back to the first album. We're going to do Busy Child.
Sweet.
Love it. It's the Crystal Method, X107.5. It's the Crystal Method and Busy Child. Still hanging out with Scott in the studio, and he was nice enough to give away a couple pairs of tickets to the show at the Hard Rock tomorrow night. JBL Soundstage by the pool, 18 and up. Why don't we take callers 10 and 11? Sound good, Scott?
Can we do 10 and 13?
10 and 13 it is. Be caller number 10 or 13 right now at 702-791-1075. We'll get you some tickets to see the Crystal Method tomorrow night over at the Hard Rock Pool. Good luck to you right now. We'll do some 21 Pilots. This is called My Blood. It's on X107.5.